Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Thursday, 3rd of June, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the news on the Isle of Man. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. One new case of COVID-19. We've got four active cases in isolation. It's here. Steam Packet Protocol Report, number one of two. Why are we borrowing £400 million? No more airport jabs for now. Congratulations, Tom Gandy and Yasmin Ingham. And also a profile of the House of Keys candidate, Paul Quine.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, these are the update news headlines. First of my Lewis Foster.
First of my. A section of the Curragh Road has been closed following a crash at Glen Helen. Police have shut the route off between Belig Bridge and Croncavoddy Crossroads. People are asked to find an alternative route. The Treasury Minister is set to ask Timwald for permission to borrow £400 million. If approved, the sum will be used to refinance around £260 million in internal debts owed to government by the Steam Packet and Manx Utilities. Alfred Cannon says market conditions like low interest rates mean it could be cheaper to borrow the sum rather than take it from reserves. And island unions are calling on government to share their mitigation plans for COVID-19 returning to our shores as the Indian variant spreads across the UK. There are currently four active cases of COVID-19 on the island, but it's not yet known what strain of the virus they are. In international news, hopes of a summer holiday abroad for Britons have been dashed as no new countries were added to the UK's green travel list, and Portugal's been removed. UK Transport Secretary Grant Shapps says the change, which will take effect on Tuesday, is to give them the best chance of unlocking domestically. There are calls to shut down a former army barracks being used to house asylum seekers. A High Court judge has found the accommodation at the Napier Barracks in Kent failed to meet the minimum standard. And more than half of all adults in the UK have now had both doses of the coronavirus vaccine. The Prime Minister's welcomed the news, saying, "Now let's finish the job." Those are the headlines. I'll be back with more at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Lewis. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, some strong winds knocking around the North Irish Sea for the next 12 hours or so. But on the Isle of Man, a lovely evening, dry and bright and clear overnight with a moderate to fresh wind coming in from the south to southwest down to 9 Celsius. For tomorrow, Friday, Gehenna, dry and sunny with a light to moderate southerly breeze, up to 17 degrees tomorrow, lowest overnight, 11 into Saturday, Jasan, cloudy with patchy rain on a light to moderate south-southwesterly, highest 17 degrees. Tides on the way back in, high water 26 minutes to 8 tonight, sunset 18 minutes to 10, low water 16 minutes to 2 a.m., sunrise 10 to 5 tomorrow morning, and high water is at 7:45.
If you're looking for supply-only windows and doors, make sure you visit the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Snugbra Trading Estate or call 674-573.
So just one new case of COVID-19 has been identified on the Isle of Man in the past 24 hours. Lewis is back with the detail.
Today's case has been detected from someone travelling to the island who is in isolation. It takes the total number of active cases on the Isle of Man now to 4. Meanwhile, nobody is in hospital with the virus. In terms of testing, 539 have been undertaken since yesterday, and today's single new case makes up the 0.19% positive result rate. Meanwhile, 370 people are waiting for a result notification, and 459 people are booked in for a coronavirus test tomorrow. And finally, in vaccine news, whilst the figures stay relatively unchanged as we're on day 4 of the 2-week pause in the rollout, 87 people are due to receive a jab over the next 7 days.
One report or inquiry into the Steam Packet outbreak of COVID has appeared. We await a second, this time from the Public Accounts Committee. So have the lessons been learned? John Moss spoke to the Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Ewart.
Lessons always need to be learned, even in things that we have, you know, had experience of doing before. You always have to review your performance and see where you can learn to do better.
But mistakes were made, were they?
It's very easy to call them mistakes in hindsight, isn't it? So I wouldn't want to agree with that statement as a blanket term. But with anything, there is learning to be had. And with COVID, more so than certainly anything else I've experienced in my working life, because there were no experts at the beginning of this at all. So everybody's been learning as they go.
Does it put your department on guard, looking at other areas possibly, which has not actually been thought of at the moment, but could be a weakness?
I think one is always trying to see that. And, you know, one of the ways we do that, and certainly we're very conscious of this as a small department with a small population on a small island, we work very hard to be part of bigger things. So we link to the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation. We link to Public Health England. We link to our Crown Dependencies, who obviously have similar population and island issues, and therefore we form a very, very useful peer group for testing our thinking and reviewing our learning.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Just a quick recap of that urgent travel news. A section of the Curragh Road's been closed following a crash at Glen Helen. Police have closed the route off between Belig Bridge and the Croncavoddy Crossroads. You're asked to find an alternative route. As soon as any more detail is released, we'll let you know. The Treasury Minister is set to ask Tynwald later this month for permission to borrow, say it slowly, £400 million. Mr Cannon explains why he's making the proposal.
It'll be £400 million. £80 million will go to the steam packet and £320 million that we will keep safely for future capital infrastructure expenditure and to meet some of our critical challenges around climate change and also health in particular, but also our infrastructure needs.
Our reserves, you've previously said, have held up really well. So why do we need to, why is this option the preferred option over taking a similar amount of money from the reserves?
Well, it comes down to a question of maths, really, because, you know, we've looked very carefully.
And you can't tell me too much either.
Well, I got to be careful what I say in terms of what the market might decide to do. And it's not always just nice and simple explanation around the market conditions at the time, but in terms of our investments and our investment returns, they've held up and held up well.
And you loathe to sort of disrupt them in any way?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, if effectively it's cheaper potentially for us to go and borrow money like this than it is for us to dig in and draw down on reserves. And that's probably the simplest explanation around why we've decided now whether we should move at this particular point. But also, as I said, you know, the COVID impact is part of the factor. I mean, it's not the only factor we could cope with COVID, but you know, when you're likely to have incurred a sort of setback between £200 and £250 million, which is roughly where we're ballpark of what we're looking at the moment, then, you know, that potentially could restrict the government's recovery into the future, and also restrict the government in terms of meeting the challenges, the international challenges, but also the local challenges that we all want to meet. The reason why we want to move now is because of the evaluation of the current market conditions. And, you know, the fact is, you know, waiting for another 6 months could potentially cost many, many millions of pounds more were someone to want to do that. And clearly, you know, we can't see that well into the future at the moment, particularly with the pandemic and some of the instability that is causing. So for a number of reasons, it makes eminent sense to move on this now.
21 minutes now before 6. Thanks for joining Manx Radio this evening. If you were due to have a COVID vaccine at the Ronald's Way Hub next month, think again, you may have to go to Chester Street. The details from Sian Cowper.
More than 2,000 vaccination appointments have been moved to the Douglas Hub ahead of the expected change to border restrictions. It means those who were due to receive their jabs at the airport on the weekend of the 10th and 11th of July, as well as the following weekend, are now being asked to go to the Chester Street facility. All appointments will still be on the same date and at the same time. The announcement comes as border measures are due to relax later this month, resulting in more passengers travelling through Ronald's Way. More than 26,000 doses have been administered at the airport since the facility opened at the start of the year. The Department of Health and Social Care says it may be possible to continue with the site as a smaller hub if it's needed in the future.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
High-speed craft Mananan left Heysham at 30 minutes to 3 this afternoon. She docked in Douglas shortly before 5 o'clock and she'll be off tomorrow morning at 8.45 for Heysham, arriving there at 11 o'clock. Leaving at 3.15, back about 5:30 tomorrow. Ben McCree is on the way back to the Isle of Man. Repainted, perhaps new carpet, new soft furnishings. Anyway, her first departure from the Isle of Man is tomorrow evening's 8.45 departure from Douglas to Heysham. Welcome back to the Ben McCree.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Professional golfer Tom Gandy and equestrian star Yasmin Ingham scooped the top accolades at the 2020 Isle of Man Sports Awards last night. The details from Chris Cave.
The achievements of many of our athletes, you know, are monumental. The talent, the depth of talent, the diverse range of sports. The Isle of Man really is becoming a great sporting nation. And
enjoying his best ever year on the PGA European Pro Golf Tour, 29-year-old Tom Gandy paid homage to the island's sporting heritage as he claimed the Sportsman of the Year title. Meanwhile, Yasmin Ingham, who won her first senior British championship in 2020, told those present at the Villa Marina the award capped off her amazing year as she now looks ahead to competing at the Olympics.
It was an amazing achievement to have been recognised and named on the accreditation list for Tokyo 2021. But I'll be working towards my main goal of Paris.
A total of 11 honours were handed out, with gongs for Coach of the Year John Whitlow.
A very big shock, actually. I've been nominated about 10 times. And I thought I'd never win it, like, you know, because I've been coaching for 35 years. That's some amazing athletes, like, but I never thought I'd win this.
As well as accolades for Sinead Cox and Jed Etchells in the under-21 categories, and Sarah Webster, who was named Veteran Sportsperson. The team award went to the Manx Harriers senior women's cross-country team, while Paul Jones was recognised for his administrative work with FC Isle of Man. Christian Varley, who ran 19 marathons in 19 days during the first COVID lockdown, saw him claim 2 awards, including the inaugural Laney Cool Courage and Inspiration Award.
One thing that was brilliant about the challenge, it was just myself. You know, I wasn't comparing to other people, I wasn't competing against other people. I think my days of real competitive sport are probably gone. I think I'm just going to... I'll always be involved in sport in some way, but I think it's more about, yeah, helping others and just kind of doing it more, you know, with no pressure, and just enjoying it now. I'm never going to top 2020.
His efforts, which also saw him named Sports Ambassador of the Year, raised more than £80,000 for charity.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
17 minutes before 6, the EU wants to compel multinationals to publicly disclose where they earn profits and where they pay taxes. Firms with global revenues over 750 million euros 2 years in a row will have to publish profits and tax records for the 27 member states and 19 countries designated as tax havens, EU negotiators agreed yesterday. Some 36% of the $154 billion in taxes lost globally to corporate tax abuse every year is owed to EU governments. More countries are seeking international cooperation to address the issue. And of course, the G7 is expected to agree a minimum corporate tax rate of 15% this week. The 11-member Trans-Pacific Partnership trade blocs agreed to open accession talks with the UK. The British government, which asked to join the TPP in February, said membership was a huge opportunity in a post-Brexit world of working groups expected to be set up to discuss tariffs and rules governing trade and investment. The UK is not expected to join the TPP, which comprises Japan, Malaysia, Vietnam, Singapore, Brunei, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Mexico, Chile and Peru, until next year at the earliest. The UK is seeking to shift its economic centre of gravity away from Europe towards the faster-growing parts of the world and to Asia-Pacific's massive consumer markets.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks were lower as investors reacted to fresh data out of China. The US dollar rose. Oil was little changed. Gold prices extended declines. Corporate News IAG was the worst performer on the index amid reports that no countries will be added to the UK government's safe green travel list. National Grid and Kingfisher were both down as they traded without entitlement to the dividend. The numbers now. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 down 0.6% at 7,064. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.6% at 22,802. The Dow Jones Industrial in New York City up 0.1% at 34,633. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down 0.9% at 13,630. But of course, the trading day continues as it does in Chicago, where the S&P 500 is down 0.25% at 4,197. In exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 40.9 cents and €1 16.2 cents. And finally, in commodities, gold down 2% at $1,869 per troy ounce. And even Brent crude oil down 0.3% at $71 per barrel.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Krikor, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseykrikor.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Just a quick reminder about that crash tonight. A section of the Curragh Road's been closed following a crash at Glen Helen. The Isle of Man Constabulary have closed the route off between Belig Bridge and Croncavoli Crossroads. You're asked to find an alternative route. Manx Gas is claiming a new scheme will make its operations carbon neutral. The initiative, which is due to start next month, will see carbon, which is produced by the gas, offset by what's known as a carbon credit. It's also been confirmed the move will be free of charge for Manx Gas customers. But will this work? Ewan Gawne spoke to the chief exec of Manx Gas, David Cruddas.
What we are doing is genuinely reducing carbon on the planet. And folks can accuse me of greenwash, but I feel very confident that what I'm doing is the right thing to do. We weren't pushed into it. We've done it voluntarily. And
so how have you done it? I have to ask you, David, how have you done it without additional cost to the customer?
Because this is the right thing to do for us. And we are absorbing this cost. I've discussed it with the Manx Gas Board. And as you know, Manx Gas is part of a group called Islands Energy. And we have gas businesses in Jersey and Guernsey as well. And we feel it's the right thing to do for the whole group. So not only have we launched this in Isle of Man, but we've also launched it in the Channel Islands as well. And we are doing that as our part of the carbon commitment to the island.
Well, what I want to ask you is nobody is against investment in carbon capture and the sort of the credits that you referenced there offset by those, but to make the claim in the same token that you will be sort of carbon neutral, that's what doesn't sit. I don't think anyone disagrees with the proposal, but to boldly
why doesn't it sit, Ewan?
Because you will burn gas, which releases carbon into the atmosphere.
Absolutely. And I'm investing in schemes that remove carbon in equal measure from the atmosphere. Without the investment, those schemes wouldn't happen.
Manx Radio Sport.
Pastor Mai, Rhiann Evans.
Pastor Mai, good evening. In squash this week, Argosy All-Stars kept their A-League title hopes alive by dropping just 1 point in their win over Stonart squash team. All-Stars top two players Dave Norman and Malcolm Levy both recorded 3-0 wins. However, the lower order matches were very close, with Dave Headley losing 3-2, 33-32 to Stonart's Mark Henson, and All-Star Steve Morley winning 3-1 31-33-31 against Doug Jacobson. The last match on court was Stonart captain Steve Baker, who lost by a margin of only 3 points in his 3-2 defeat at the hands of Rob Boyles. Team Aon put one hand on the A-League trophy with a convincing 5-0 win over Crazy Filshaw Vehicles. They're now looking like favourites for the title of undisputed A-League champions for the 2020-2021 season. Sadly, due to some crazy players preparing for the Mountain Marathon, the team could only field 3 players. Aon's Jason Creese, Mason McClarney and Christopher Cave all achieved 3-0 wins, and with the 2 walkover matches, the final result was 180-55 to the league leaders. Some of the island's up-and-coming footballers have raised more than £1,000 for the Jordan Banks Memorial Fund. The Isle of Man Junior Football League started fundraising after the 9-year-old lost his life after being struck by lightning in Blackpool during a training session. Lee Ford from Douglas Athletic FC is the brains behind the fundraiser. He suggested it to the island's under-10 coaching group, and this led to players and parents across a range of clubs and age groups on the island making donations. Further afield, and Kenyan 800-metre runner Margaret Wambui has said World Athletics should introduce a third category of events in order to allow competitors with high testosterone levels to compete in their preferred disciplines. Like other athletes classified as having differences of sexual development, or DSD, Wambui cannot contest any distance between 400 metres and 1 mile in the female category unless she artificially reduces her testosterone levels. The Kenyan was an 800-metre bronze medalist at the 2016 Olympic Games.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
9 minutes before six, one departure, one arrival at Ronald's Way. The 10-5 Loganair to Liverpool, the patient transfer plane, left 6 minutes late and is back this evening at 8:20. On the road, still that problem. The route closed between Berwick Bridge and Cronkavoddy Crossroads. There was a crash at the Curragh Road. You'll have to find some way else to go. In Ramsey, the issue is the section of Parliament Street currently closed. There's some diversions via Tower Street and Water Street. Also, footway closures and parking restrictions on South Prime in Ramsey for the new lifeboat station, and also Stanley Mound for the restoration of the Queen's Pier. Farm Hill Lane's closed for reconstruction of a new road in Anaka. Broadway exit off the promenade Douglas closed for work on road surfacing and marketing. Sandygate Road, road between Sandygate and Sulby, temporary 40 mile an hour limit on the Jervey Road and St Jude Road for tree maintenance. Pull Rose Bridge closed, of course, until early next year. And around Ballabruey, still those road closures and parking restrictions for the Manx Gas upgrade work. And in Ballasalla, temporary lights on the main road near the houses until the 16th of July.
The island's new solely dedicated electric and hybrid vehicle service centre. Get more with Quayside. The Isle of Man General Election 2021 coverage on Manx Radio.
The election's on September 23rd on Manx Radio. We're talking to all those who declared so far. And on update tonight, Paul Quine, an independent, stands in Douglas South. The other candidates to have declared for Douglas South are Claire Christian and Manx Labour Party's Sarah Maltby. Paul Quine's been talking about the experience of being an MHK since just last year.
It's been, well, a mixture of feelings, really. It's exciting, it's challenging, rewarding, upsetting in some ways, because you meet people who've been having a genuinely hard time of things, trying to help them as best you can. So there's a mixture of emotions, but you know, the job itself is wonderful. I thoroughly enjoy it. I like to feel that I've stayed true to what I stood on, looking to address the issues in the local community as best I can. And I'm just looking forward to hopefully being re-elected for a 5-year term, so I can continue very much as I started.
What about the logistics of reading agenda papers, of talking to people, of commanding a room, that sort of thing? How have you found that?
Well, obviously coming in fairly late in the day, there was a few bills for reading. So for the first week or so, it was quite frantic trying to catch up with the legislation. But you also try and speak to colleagues to see where the legislation's sitting, how they're feeling about its development, and chew over a few issues with them to see if you can put some good and valid inputs into the debate and the wider discussion.
You came in at the same time as Claire Christian, obviously. Both of you have a limited time to impress the electorate, if I put it that way. Is there a rivalry between you?
No. I think we have a very good working relationship. I think from the get-go, really, we've both undertaken to serve the community as best as we can, and we both take on different roles. So there's no real crossover with our work. If one person's dealing with a specific constituency issue, then the other person's copied in on correspondence and kept up to date. So I feel that we're able to work efficiently in that manner and deliver the best for the constituents of Douglas South.
Do you both agree on everything?
Well, no. I mean, I don't think anyone's...
Are there any major things which you disagree with?
No. I couldn't say that. Like I say, it's a very good working relationship.
Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
That's it for Update tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster, producer Rhiann Evans tonight. Remember, you can hear all the stories and many, many more, the dozens of stories that are generated from the Manx Radio newsroom, simply by going to manxradio.com or going via the Manx Radio app, which is free of charge from an app store. If you don't have it already, remember to like Manx Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. Remember, tomorrow morning, Mountain Memories starts. I can't believe it's not Radio TT, we call it. Tune in tomorrow morning, and tune in tomorrow night at 5:30 for another update. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.